Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. We're so glad you're here for a primer for the holiday season down at Walt Disney World here for 2019. Of course, tonight is the first Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. The parks are being decorated. The Magic Kingdom is there with the Christmas music playing. So we're going to get you ready for everything happening for the holidays down at Walt Disney World today. Don't forget today's show brought to you by our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. So when it comes time to head to your next Disney destination, whether it's Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, or even Adventures by Disney, drop by themagicforless.com. It's a great site for your trip planning. They have lots of tools there right there to help you get started. And while you're there, fill out that free, no obligation quote form. And an agent will get back to you right away to help you plan this amazing Disney adventure at the lowest cost possible. Their services are absolutely free to you, and there is still time to put a Disney vacation under the Christmas tree this year here in 2019. So check them out today and let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. They're over at themagicforless.com. With the busy holiday season quickly approaching, please help support the show with by using our Amazon affiliate link. It's at brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You still get all your Prime benefits. It costs you nothing extra, and it really does help support everything we do here on the show. So as you do your online shopping this holiday season, we'd sure appreciate it if you'd use our Amazon affiliate link. It's again, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Happy Friday, everybody. Thanks so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. I'm glad you're here to kick off your weekend just a bit early with some fun Disney talk, as we've been doing here for almost 12 years. On the Be Our Guest podcast today, grab that Santa hat, get those boots and the big white beard ready to go, because we're talking Christmas and the holidays down at Walt Disney World. So much going on. First Christmas party tonight, I believe, as this releases. Yes. Holy smokes. We're just getting used to
There you go.
Yeah, I'm just saying, we're just getting used to it being dark at like 3:30 in the afternoon, and bam, all of a sudden it's Christmas. Disney, thank you so much. Because, of course, you can listen to all your Christmas music now on all the stuff, Sirius XM, iHeartRadio. I'm in. I love my Christmas music. So we're going to get you in the spirit, especially if you're headed down this holiday season, so that you can plan to have an awesome trip and not miss anything. Because there's a lot going on. You may miss a couple things. We're going to jump into that today. Don't forget, we got to get to our Karnak. I forgot to have it pulled up, so let me pull one here. You ready, Ricky?
Yeah, you're going to introduce me?
Yep. Oh, no, here's my... Oh, yeah, I got to introduce you. And that's Ricky from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less. Merry Christmas, Ricky. I'm pumped up for Karnak. I love Karnak. I'm bringing him back.
Merry Christmas. Am I here?
Yes,
I don't know,
you're here. You're here. Happy New Year.
All right, good. Happy New Year. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Yes. That'll be next week. We'll be celebrating.
Happy holidays. Yeah, no kidding. At this point, I mean, it just feels like we're already steamrolling through it all,
exactly,
aren't we?
Exactly. So. Hold up. We got Valentine's Day heading your way in 3 weeks, so get ready to get
exactly,
the candy.
Exactly. Exactly. I am surprised they don't deck the parks out a little bit more for Valentine's Day, to be perfectly honest, but that's all right.
All right. Here we go. I got my answer in my phone right here. The answer is Mickey's Very, Very Merry Christmas Party for today's show.
What good girls like me get for Christmas?
I don't know what that means. Here's the actual question. What do you call the Walt Disney World Christmas party when Disney adds a little something extra to your hot cocoa?
Nice. There we go. Nice. I like it.
I like that too. Yes. All righty. So we love our Karnaks. If you have one, send it in. We're going to have some new ones here. Hope you're enjoying those. Maybe I'm the only one that likes these, but I really get a kick out of them.
Apparently I guess wrong. So, you know.
That's it. I mean, you're supposed to guess wrong. That's what Ed McMahon always did. So
that's true.
God rest his soul. All right. Yes. So let's talk about the holidays down at Walt Disney World. Of course, the parks have been going through their transitions here over the past couple of weeks. The Magic Kingdom is full on in Christmas mode. The tree's up, the tinsel's hung, the Christmas music is playing on Main Street USA. Like I said, the first Christmas party, I believe, is this evening, starting, 7 o'clock tonight. It's on like Donkey Kong till the big man comes. So, Ricky, walk us through all the events happening down at Walt Disney World this holiday season.
So, tonight is the very first Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. And it all starts, kicks off with the Frozen Holiday Wish So for those who don't know what this is, it is where Elsa comes with Anna and Kristoff and Olaf to magically ice the castle. The best thing about this, though, is that guests do not have to be attending Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party to be able to experience this event. So the event happens daily, and then on the nights when there's Christmas party, it happens a little bit earlier so that everyone in the park gets to experience it, and then it also happens during the Christmas party. Now, this is when you see the castle get completely iced out. Gorgeous! I mean, all those pictures you see of the castle with just the icicles, like, in person, the photos don't do it justice. I'm just saying, like, I've tried taking, like, photos of this castle, and they've been beautiful, don't get me wrong. But when you see it in person, there's just something so incredibly magical about the castle lit up, just completely, it's undescribable. So I don't know how you feel about that, Mike. I know you like the castle lit up, but just make sure you don't miss that. It is something that that you get to do whether you're going to the party or not. So that's kind of nice.
I do like that they do that before the party starts, yeah, so that people can see that before they head out. Like that's a nice touch, because I could have seen them holding off on that.
Yes, exactly. That could very well have been something that they do just for the party. So the other thing to keep in mind is before we dive into like what's taking place for the Christmas party, they do have a holiday overlay. And this is my favorite thing that they do at the Jingle Cruise. I love it so very much because they deck it all out with lots of fun puns. They have a new spiel that they go over for the holidays. The skippers are there, and they have become a little homesick, as the story goes, and so they have decorated the jungle with their own special, unique flair. So I love the Jingle Cruise. You know, as many of you who've listened to the podcast know, I'm especially proud to say, or at least I'm pretty sure, that on the New Year's resolution board, there is the skipper Casey, who I'm pretty sure is my brother, and his resolution is to overcome fear of passengers. So now I'm not 100% sure, but he was at Jungle Cruise at the time that the board was made. So I always like to say that that's my brother. So I think that that's really special. So maybe that's why I like the Jungle Cruise so much. But it's really fun. I really like the Jungle Cruise, and you get to experience that throughout the day as well. So that's kind of a nice little thing. I like the overlays. I wish they would do more of them. I don't know.
I do too. And they're adding this year to the Tomorrowland Speedway some Christmas trees. I mean, it's nothing major, but I mean, I like that they do that. I mean, it gets you, it's like how many times we've been on the Speedway, and then it gets you a little something extra.
Now those are technically for that part
yep,
is technically for the Christmas party.
But you can see them during the day. They're not lit up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that part's really nice. So let's dive in to the Christmas party. So there is, of course, the new fireworks show that they're doing this year. So it's got a name. Hold on. Let me find it. It's Mini. Nope. Hold on.
It is Mini something or other.
It's something or other. Okay. Minnie's Wonderful Christmas Time Fireworks Show. Creative. Anyway, so the show is designed to celebrate the magic of Christmas with medleys of beloved holiday songs, including things like Joy to the World, Up on the Housetop, Deck the Halls, and We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
Yes.
The show's theme will be about celebrating the home and family, as well as the festive fun that is had during the holiday season. And it will include, of course, projection mapping and an incredible finale. It replaces Holiday Wishes because Wishes went away, so we needed a new nighttime fireworks show. So this is going to be the first night of the show. And I don't know, what do you think, Mike? Are you excited about it? Or
here's the thing. I mean, like it's amazing. I mean, we just came off Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Parties, you know, just a week or so ago. And from what I read, you know, and saw, because I didn't get down to the party this year. I could have gone to the one, but I decided to skip it. That for the most part, people liked Hallowishes better than the replacement.
Correct. I did.
Hallowishes was pretty stellar, though. Like, Hallowishes was a high bar. Like, if you were going to meet that or exceed it, it was going to be really, really hard. I don't think there was as much love for Holiday Wishes, so I think this one has a lot more potential to exceed the expectations. Because, I mean, Holiday Wishes was made a long time ago, and with the projection mapping, and I think people like their pyrotechnics, though. I think if you focus so much on the projection mapping and not so many fireworks, people get disappointed. I mean, there's something for the big booms in the sky. I think we'd like those, too. So I think you got to have a good balance. So we'll see how it goes. But I think this one has a lot better chance of being more popular than the Halloween party.
I absolutely agree with you. You know, I've seen Holiday Wishes, and obviously I saw Hollow Wishes before. And I thought Holiday Wishes was fine. It was a good show, but Hollow Wishes was just phenomenal to me. Like, that was one of the reasons I went to the Halloween party. It's not to say I didn't like the Disney's Not So Spooky Spectacular. It's just, you're right, the bar was set so high with Hollow Wishes that it wasn't going to live up to it. And I've rewatched it, you know, since I went to the party, and I liked it a little bit better the second time I saw it. But again, it didn't hold a candle to me to Hollow Wishes. I feel like you're right. I feel like there are people who love Holiday Wishes a lot. Don't get me wrong. Like, I know that's a favorite for a lot of people, but you're correct. I don't think it had the same like love that Hollow Wishes had. So I think I'm going to be okay with this change. I think it's going to be really nice to have this one. So we'll see, you know, how the new show is. I look forward to hopefully seeing it in person. That'd be great. We shall see.
All right, so let's hop into all the stuff that's happening, just the highlights of the Christmas party, because we're going to talk about the Christmas tree trail at Disney Springs, all the stuff going on, the Wilderness Lodge. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff.
So there's obviously the parade as well. And this is one of the things that I know everybody loves so much. It's Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas Time Parade. It features all your favorites that you see at the Christmas parade that is taped and you see on Christmas Day. It's got the tin toy soldiers. It's got the dancing reindeer. It's got the snowman. And of course, it's got Santa himself, as well as all your favorite Disney characters. So that's always a great thing. There is a stage show called Mickey's Most Merriest Celebration. I've heard iffy things about this. This is not as well received as the Hocus Pocus Villain Spectacular was. This stage show is just all right. If you're looking for a stage show, you want to see one, make sure you stop and see it though. But otherwise, I think it's something you can skip. There's also obviously Totally Tomorrowland Christmas. And of course, you've got dance parties galore, character meet and greets. You also have the ability to get lots of different treats. So back in the day, it was only cookies. And now they have not only cookies, but they also have snow cones, soft pretzels, eggnog, Dove chocolate, chilled apple cider. It's not just sugar cookies anymore. It's chocolate chip cookies. It's snickerdoodles. It's peppermint crunch cookies. So there's a ton of options for people who are, you know, walking around the park. And of course, you've got your hot chocolate too, which is always an awesome option.
Last time I went, man, they just had the sugar cookies and the hot cocoa. That was it, like at all the stations. I must have had 30 cookies that night and probably 10 hot chocolates. God, my stomach hurt when I left. And now you can get like, you know, pretzels and
you
can get like savory
stuff.
Your
teeth,
right? Like, I didn't care. I was eating my money's worth. Sugar. Gosh, so good. My stomach was
so
killing me. It's like me after Taco Bell.
Oh, no, it's awful.
Speaking of Taco Bell, I know you don't watch Monday Night Football, but the guy this past Monday, like, you know, they put their, you know, they announced the teams and they give all the players' names and where they went to college. You know, they'll say like Mike Rallman, Mizzou. So if the guy comes on, I forget what his name was, like Mike Rallman, body by Taco Bell.
Nicely done.
Yes, MVP of the league this year. Okay, so go ahead. Keep going for Christmas.
All right, let's move on to Epcot. So at Epcot, we have the Epcot Festival of the Holidays. And this is the second year for this official term for this festival, I think, if I remember correctly. They have holiday kitchens throughout the park so that you can stop and grab some traditional holiday eats from around the world, which is kind of cool. It's always a like really hearty options, which is really good. They also will have a cookie stroll where you can go and you can pick up different cookies along the way, and then you get stamps, and then when you finish it, you get a completer cookie and a cold glass of milk, which is always kind of good too, so that's kind of nice. Of course, the fantastic part about Epcot and celebrating Christmas is the Candlelight Procession, and I know how much you love the Candlelight Procession, Mike.
Even
so
if you're not in there,
I'll let you go on this one.
I mean, I think the thing is you can get the dining package, which you can have lunch, you can have breakfast, you can have dinner. I mean, it just depends. You'll get a seat for one of the shows throughout the night. The thing is, even if it's like a last minute thing, you just happen to be walking through Epcot that night, you don't have any plans, you see that the Candlelight Procession is happening, you'll see it because the line for the seats will be halfway back to, back to the UK. But the thing is, it's, you know, especially if you're a Christian, you know, and it's like, you know, your belief system. But even if it's not, the music is so moving, you know, it's a great this production, the way they bring it with just the cast members singing and the visuals of the living Christmas tree. The narrators are some people who, you know, obviously they accept these invitations because they have a conviction. They want to read this story. They want to bring their spin on it. And it's amazing. You know, I've never had a candlelight processional dinner package. I've stood in the back. I haven't even ever had a seat for this. But man, it sounds great standing in the back of the American Gardens Theater, just kind of in the pathway there, taking it all in. It's beautiful. So even if you don't have it, you know, an expectation it's going to be part of your evening, stop. I think it'll move you. It's a really cool thing.
Absolutely. I mean, it is Epcot, you know, like to me, it really is. It is absolutely what Epcot is about. It's just, there's something so amazing about experiencing the candlelight processional, no matter, you know, kind of what you believe or anything like that. It's just, it's so beautiful what they've done. You know what I'm saying? And you can really see the narrators that get into it. They are so excited to be there. You know, I mean, last year they had the candlelight processional on the Disney Parks Live, mm-hmm. and I got to see it with Neil Patrick Harris, and you could just see, I mean, of course it's Neil Patrick Harris, so he, like, of course he's excited to be there.
He eats it up.
But exactly. But I mean, there are more celebrities that eat it up that are just as Disney nerdy as we are, and they're so excited to be there. So that part is so cool as well. Other things that happen at Epcot, there's the Holiday Storytellers. They are there to kind of tell the stories of Christmas from the different countries. So, you know, you'll have a storyteller from Canada, and you'll have a storyteller from the United Kingdom, and Père Noël from France, and the drama, you know, doll in Japan. So it's not just, you know, cultures obviously that we know about, but it's other cultures as well that celebrate the holidays. You know, you get to learn, which is kind of cool. It was really cool getting to experience the Japan storyteller when I got to visit, just because it's a story that I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So I really did learn while I was on vacation, which is kind of nice, getting to experience that. They also have topiaries around, and there is the Christmas tree spree scavenger hunt, which is features Chip and Dale. Oh, speaking of
the
Chip
magnets.
And Dale, annual pass holders. Yes. Oh my gosh, I'm going to have to figure out how I'm getting these magnets because I will be there for Christmas, but like I'm really hoping like I won't be there until Christmas. So I've got to figure out how to sneak away, A, from my family. B, I have to figure out how, like, hope that they haven't sold out of them by the time I get to the park, because I won't be there until like actually Christmas. So please still have my Chip and Dale magnets.
They're cool. Those are cute. They're like little ornaments.
Oh my god, they're so cute. I'm so excited. I've got to have them. Okay, so anyway, let's move on to the next park, which is, I think, arguably my favorite park for the holidays, and that is Disney's Hollywood Studios. And there was a time I would not say that, but you know, the studios, they just really, they knock it out of the park with the Christmas. I don't like ever
here's
since
the,
they
here's
started.
Here's the reason. Let me just jump in. The reason it's good, I thought about this the other day, is because Christmas for most people is about nostalgia. And I think that the studios is heavy on nostalgia. Now, of course, the Magic Kingdom is as well, but I think it's that Tinseltown. I mean, because think about it. We watched all these movies on TV, these Christmas specials. You know, many of them set the 50s, 60s, 70s, and that the decor that they bring up kind of like it reminds me of stuff like I'll see little details, and like my grandma had that, and that's strong at Christmas. You know, like I remember like my grandma's Christmas tree. Like I want that, and I think that's why it's great.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You've got the tinsel everywhere, and you know that was such a big thing. You know, kind of growing up for us, you know, our family is having tinsel just everywhere, and it really is Tinseltown. I mean, get it? It's Tinseltown.
It is.
Anyway, so they have a couple of really big things that you're not going to want to miss. First is Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam!
Bam!
And that is, yes, that is the fireworks show that happens nightly. And it starts tonight, November 8th, and it goes through January 6th. So it does go past Christmas and the holiday season. And it's basically a show where guests learn that Santa Claus is missing. If you haven't seen it, you absolutely want to make sure that you see it. The other thing that I absolutely love is the Sunset Season's Greetings, which happens at on the Hollywood Tower of Terror, and it's on the facade there. And again, what they need to do with projection mapping is just phenomenal. So they tell these Christmas stories, these vignettes, and they only last maybe a minute or two each one. And there's about five of them in total, so you can get through them pretty, you know, pretty quickly. You don't have to stand there all night, you know. And they happen throughout the night, so it's not like it's something like it happens on a you know, like the fireworks at a certain time, and if you miss it, you miss it. You can happen upon them anytime. There's a Mickey and Minnie version, a Toy Story version, a Muppets version, and a Frozen version. And again, it's just they're what they've done, like with the castle or with the Tower of Terror. It's just like you watch it and you see these things projected on it, and you're just like, how is that not real? You know, like it's just, it's so phenomenal what they've done. Again, this is a can't miss if you absolutely need to see the Sunset Showcase or Sunset Season's Greetings, because it's phenomenal. So I love it.
I will say too, like at the studios, especially like with Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam and the Sunset Showcase, like, I don't know. I've never seen Prep and Landing. I'm going to try to fix that because I'm hoping it'll be on Disney Plus. I paid for 3 years. I'm going to be catching up on all my movies because, like, now, you know, I have access to them. Like, I could never see Snow White because it was so hard to get. It was in the vault and all that, you know. So,
yeah,
you know, I'll be able to check out these things. And even as somebody who hadn't seen Prep and Landing, like, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam was amazing just because visually, like, there were, like, red and green lasers and, I mean, smoke and fireworks and the projections. It was just, it was visually stunning. So Sunset Showcase. So I think that, you know, that's what the studio sings, you know, nostalgia, and everything there is so visual and bright, you know, lots of red and greens. Love it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it really is. It's so fantastic. The colors are so great. It's just, it's Christmas. I mean, it really is. It's Christmas. So anyway, that's why the Hollywood Studios is, I think, my favorite park for the holidays. And they really deck it out completely. I mean, I know that Epcot does a good job of you know, having all the park decked out. But again, like you said, there's something so special about what they do at Hollywood Studios. And you know, in the past, it hadn't felt as Christmassy, and now it just, besides the Osborne Spectacle of Lights, which, you know, was the epitome of Christmas, I think, for a lot of people, and so many people miss that. But I think that what they've done, it's never going to make up for the Osborne Lights. Of course it won't, but it's a nice, it's been a nice filler. Does that make sense?
Like, it is.
It filled the void nicely.
It did. They tried to make up that hole, and I mean, it's not exactly right, but I mean, it's what they can do at this point. Now, before we head to Animal Kingdom, which we wouldn't have been talking about in years past, about the holidays and Christmas over at the Animal Kingdom, but we are this year. Chris has a question. She's going to Walt Disney World on the 18th, there to the 26th of November. Is there going to be anything up for Christmas at Epcot yet? Yes, I would think they would start
18th through the 26th.
By the end, I mean, when's Thanksgiving? The 27th.
So technically, the Festival of the Holidays does not start until November 29th.
I bet the tree would be up, though.
You might see, like, some decorations up, but they won't be starting anything until the 29th. So just keep that in mind. So that's the one that always happens a little bit later, and it's because of the Food and Wine Festival.
It's going so late this year.
I know, it's like going right up until, like, almost right up until Thanksgiving, I think, or something like that. So I wish that they would do it a little bit earlier, but I guess that's, they have to spread out, you know, because the holiday services team has to decorate, you know, all the parks and all the resorts in a short period of time. So I guess by doing that, it allows it to spread out just a tiny bit.
Whatever, there's like little elves that do it. There's boom.
I know.
One night. I saw on TV, it happens all one night.
It's definitely not elves.
All right. So, so Animal Kingdom, first year, Christmas decorations. They've started putting them up as the time of recording. What are we getting over at Animal Kingdom this year? Let's see.
So in Animal Kingdom, like you said, it is the first year. Now, they've had decorations up before, but really it's not been a lot. I mean, it's been a little.
The trees are actually really cool outside.
The tree is
really neat,
gorgeous.
With the ornaments and the carved, like, animals. Love that.
Yes, that part is phenomenal, and I really do hope that they continue to have the tree. It's usually outside of the park, so I would assume that they would continue to offer, you know, the tree. But it's what they've done with that tree, with all the animal masks and stuff like that, is just beautiful. But This year is the first year that the entire park is going to be decked out, and I could not be more excited. I am absolutely going to be making my way into Animal Kingdom to see what they do. So when guests enter Discovery Island, they'll find a winter celebration. There will be white holiday decorations and animal-inspired luminaries that line the rooftops. During the daytime, guests will get to see winter animals that are artisan sculpted puppets, like reindeers and foxes and polar bears and penguins. And oh my gosh, there's a video that they released, and they are so stinking cute. Mike, what do you think? Have you seen the video?
I have not seen the video. But I'm sure that I'm sure they're stinking cute.
Oh my gosh, they're stinking cute. Yes. They are so adorable. They're white and blue, and they're puppets that are made from textiles. So like they have different feels to them. They have different like not feathers, but you know, like they just all have a different texture. Yeah. So it's kind of cool what they've done with them.
I'll check it out.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll have to look up the video. There's a nice video on themouseplus.com.
I'll be there right after we get done recording. Exactly. If I run anything else, we'll drop off the air.
Exactly. All right. there's also going to be in the evening a special Tree of Life Awakening show that's going to include wintery tales.
That's cool.
As well as a holiday-inspired musical score. So that's going to be really awesome. In the Asia section of the park, guests will find that they are celebrating Diwali, which is the holiday festival of lights in India. There will be glowing flowers, lanterns, and more that illuminate the square between Anandapur Theater and the waterfront stage. I know that last year they celebrated Diwali at the Up a Great Bird Adventure. So I'm assuming that they will probably still be doing that, but then they'll bring it out into the street, you know, per se, a little bit more. To celebrate. In the Africa section, there will be new decor as well. I think the Africa section had some decor before, so they'll just probably be plussing it up a little bit with some more. In Dinoland USA, there will be the Truckosaurus, which is going to play holiday tunes and characters wearing their holiday best, because of course, it's not Disney without a dance party.
So gotta have a DJ and a dance party back in Dinoland. That's what it's all about. They just bring in Dino that sang, Walk the Dinosaur.
And oh my gosh, absolutely, yes. So you'll be able to experience that. And then in Pandora, the world of Avatar, the expats are going to be bringing a little bit of Christmas time fun to their home with a display of kitschy holiday decor that combines vintage pieces from Earth with handcrafted material items from Pandora. So that's kind of what's going on there. And I gotta tell you, again, I'm so excited about seeing Animal Kingdom decorated this year. It's gonna be really, really cool to get to see the park, you know, all decked out and celebrating all the different cultures, you know, that can be represented there. I'm really excited about that.
I think it's a great idea because obviously they wanna spread the crowds out, and this will, because the thing is, if I was going down over the holidays, I would probably not go to Animal Kingdom just because Magic Kingdom, Epcot Studios have Christmas stuff.
Yes.
Animal Kingdom did not. So I'd be like, I'll go this summer, you know, but you know what? It's a new experience, and it's kind of like Epcot. You know, I love seeing how different cultures celebrate the holiday season, you know, because it can be so different, and it's a great perspective. And I think that's a great way to learn about different cultures is through their celebrations and their holidays.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that part is going to be so great about adding, you know, all the festivities to Animal Kingdom. It's going to be great. So, all right. So at Disney Springs, every year they have the Christmas Tree Trail. And for those who don't know what the Christmas Tree Trail is, it is like 25 trails or 25 trees along a trail. And it's completely packed with people because, you know, it's Disney Springs, so it's kind of a free event that people can go to. So just pack your patience when you're going through the Christmas Tree Trail. But it's so cool to get to see because they have every tree is decorated with a different theme. So you may have one theme that's Mickey and Minnie. You may have one theme that's Frozen. You may have one theme that's Moana, one that is Peter Pan, one that's Dumbo, one that's the Haunted Mansion, one that's Toy Story. So they all have like a different theme. There's about 25 trees or so that are displayed on the Christmas Tree Trail. And it snows there, which is really cool too. So there's, you know, the snow. And it's just, it's something that's special to get to experience, these trees. And again, it's just, it's a free thing that you can do while you're walking around Disney Springs, which is really nice, you know, that they do that.
Yeah, so, they play the Christmas music. I mean, it's not anything. I mean, here's my opinion on that. Like, I wouldn't really go out of my way to go there, but I mean, you're probably going to go to Disney Springs anyway. Swoop through there. You know, it doesn't cost you anything extra. Just walk through. I think a lot of folks, especially folks listening to our show, we're big Disney fans. Mm-hmm. We may have a tree at our house that we call the Disney tree. A lot of folks do, you know, like if you have like a basement tree, like, you know, we have our main tree that's just like memories, you know, ornaments we've gotten like for our, when mm-hmm. we got married, when Paige got her first driver's, you know, her driver's license and grad, you know, we have all these milestone like ornaments that we celebrate through the years. But, you know, you might have the old Charlie Brown tree in the basement that you put all the you know, the decorations on from Disney. So this might just give you some ideas, you know, and get some ornaments and stuff like that.
Absolutely. And oh, trust me, you can buy the ornaments that they have.
Yes.
They sell them, I promise you, at the Christmas shop there in Disney Springs. So if you want one of the Christmas ornaments, I can guarantee you can probably get one of them. Guests can also, this is kind of cool, guests can also meet Santa at Disney Springs. So Santa appears in his chalet. Now, last year it was at the Christmas Tree Trail. Before, it's been in other locations, so I'm not entirely sure if it will still be in the Christmas Tree Trail this year or if it will be somewhere else. But the best thing is that, again, it's free to be able to meet Santa.
It's free, but it takes, like, he has a longer wait than Flight of Passage, man. You gotta be ready.
But the good news is that if you don't want to wait in line, because it is a huge line, they have actually a virtual queue that you can participate in. So you pick up a pager and from one of Santa's helpers, and when it's your time to take your place in line, you'll be notified and you need to return to the podium, and then you can just shop and dine and enjoy the decor and festivities. And photo pass is there, which is cool too. So if you have Memory Maker or something like that, you can get your photos with that. Now, after Christmas, so on, now Santa's only there through the 24th.
Of course.
So keep that in mind. Of course. Makes sense. After Christmas until usually about the 1st or the 30th or so, guests can meet Santa Goofy.
Yeah.
And Santa Goofy is adorable. So you definitely want to meet Santa Goofy if you can. So that's kind of a cool experience too. Now, of course, it is, a shopping and dining destination. So if you would like to buy Christmas gifts, of course, there's going to be lots of specials and things like that that you can take advantage of. There's also lots of special food options. Again, seasonal dining that you can take advantage of too. So, you know, just there's a good number of things for guests to be able to do at Disney Springs to experience the holiday season.
Yeah, I mean, they really decorate the whole Springs really, really nice.
They do.
I mean, it's like, I mean, every mall kind of does. I mean, like, you know, if you have your upscale malls in your city, you know, they want to get you out there. They want to get the locals out to see things, but they'll also have some live entertainment. They'll have the Christmas music going. I mean, it's a great non-ticketed place to go and get in the spirit.
Yes.
And, you know, the
absolutely.
Christmas tree trail, Santa, all that stuff.
Absolutely. Cool. 100%. Did you know, I just found this out this weekend, by the way, just totally random. Did you know that the jazzy music that you hear at Disney Springs normally, I'm sure at Christmas it's not jazzy music, it's probably holiday music, but the normal like songs that you hear are actually jazzy versions of Disney songs? I did not know that until this weekend.
I will have to check it out.
I found a YouTube station that has like the songs on it, and I was listening to it and I'm like, this is Be Our Guest, but it's a weird version of Be Our Guest. Like, it's a completely weird jazzy version.
I
so,
love
anyway.
That kind of stuff. That's my favorite, like, covers of, like, different songs and different, like, you know, styles. I love that stuff. So we'll have to talk.
Yeah, I heard jazzy versions of, like, I'm Almost There from Princess and the Frog and, you know, songs from Frozen. And I'm like, this is so bizarre. Sweet. So anyway, did not know that those were songs from Disney. Just throwing that out there. But they have jazzy versions of songs at Disney Springs. So anyway,
right,
that's just my random fact I learned.
Let me jump in, because we're obviously going to be talking about this stuff for the next, you know, month or so as we find out new things. You know, as people experience Christmas party this year, we'll talk about hits, misses, you know, from people's perspectives, so what not to miss. But this is kind of the quick overview of, if you're heading down over the next couple months, what not to miss. Erin had a question here live in the chat. She says, I've heard Wilderness Lodge really gets into the Christmas spirit with decorations and a tree. Is that the best resort for Christmas decorations? How do the other resorts compare? So let's talk. Ooh. Let's kind of wrap it up by talking traveling around the resorts, because they all get into the spirit. But I mean, just Wilderness Lodge, just in its design with that, you know, fir kind of log cabin, you know, wilderness. It's like a Christmas card 365 days a year, but you put that tree, which is just gorgeous in the lobby mm-hmm. with the fireplace. The smells coming off of Whispering Canyon. Yes. I would say don't go to Walt Disney World during the holidays without dropping by Wilderness Lodge.
I agree. I think that the Wilderness Lodge, you're right. Just the nature of the lodge itself is just exudes Christmas. So you add the tree in there and it's a Christmas wonderland, basically.
It's Christmas garden.
It really is. Yeah. So the other resorts do get in on the holiday fun. Every resort does something, and of course the deluxe resorts are going to have a little bit more to offer, I think, than the values or the moderates, but that kind of makes sense. You don't want to miss the gingerbread house at the Grand Floridian. If you have never seen a life-size gingerbread house, that's where you'll find it. It is life-size. They do sell gingerbread out of it, so there are people inside it. And it smells
so
heavenly.
Good. Yes, that's it. It smells so good.
It does. It does. Now, every year they have hidden Mickeys that you can find on that. And it also has like a kind of different design a little bit every year too. So that part's kind of nice. You also should stop by, if you are going along the loop, the Contemporary has the display that is... it's Cinderella and the prince and the fairy godmother, and it's kind of against it's a small world styled Cinderella castle, which is kind of cool. If you head over to the Yacht Club, they have a display that's a train set.
Yes, I love the train at the Yacht Club. Yes, yeah. hidden gem. I mean, I'm going to put up a train this year because we got a new house finally, so I can have a little space. So yeah, I'm so pumped because I'm trying to find the same train from when I was a kid, a little Santa Fe red one.
Oh, that's awesome!
Yeah.
You also don't want to miss the carousel made of gingerbread at the Beach Club, which is again, it moves. It's an actual carousel. It actually mm-hmm. like goes around in circles, and it's made of gingerbread and chocolate and deliciousness. So you don't want to miss that as well. Beach Club has a few things too. I think that's really, am I missing anything? Animal Kingdom Lodge has a gorgeous tree as well that you should absolutely see. Again, it's kind of like the Wilderness Lodge and the homey feel. I feel like Wilderness Lodge takes the cake though for...
yeah, it totally does. Yeah. I will say, I mean, but even if you stay like at an Art of Animation or a Pop Century or All Stars, like they all have their theme trees in the main check-in area, mm-hmm. and they're so cool. I wouldn't say that you necessarily have to go out of your way. Like I say, you have to go to Wilderness Lodge, check it out. But I mean, if you're staying at All Stars, Pop Century, Art of Animation, the moderates, their trees are so cool because they fit the theme. You know, like the one at Pop Century has a lot of nods to like novelty, you know, fads from the decades, 50s to the 90s. It's always fun. Art of Animations is really cute. It's a white Christmas tree, and I'm really into that kind of, Matt Parrish got me hooked on this. I'm going to get one this year. Like the 50s, mid-century kind of metallic Christmas tree, I want to have that. But I will say one thing we cannot leave out. Now, this is going to take effort, and this is going to be something that if you're really focused on touring the theme parks, you may not do. But I promise you, if you do this, you will go home and this will be something you remember and you have lots of pictures of. It's going around the campgrounds over at Fort Wilderness and checking out all the decorations. Cause we, you know, and I don't know if it's a Midwestern thing. I don't think it is, but I mean, for every year of my life, one of the big highlights of the year is that we load up the car, mm-hmm. we'll make hot chocolate and we'll just drive around to the neighborhoods in St. Louis. You know, the neighborhoods tend to get into it more than others. And we'll go through and we'll see the Christmas lights just on regular everyday Joe's houses, you know, because it's fun to see like, you know, neighborhoods get in it. Like there'll be certain streets where everybody kind of has a continuous, you know, theme going on in, you know, that's kind of like Fort Wilderness because they'll have these campsites where I swear people go year after year after year. They bring more junk with them every year. They'll have the inflatables, they'll have the lights, they'll have like animated things moving. And it's almost like they're in competition with Disney. It's so cool.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like a National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, but at Walt Disney World.
Yes, absolutely. You definitely want to make sure that you see, if you can, stop and see the campgrounds because they really do. They do a phenomenal job. And one year we did the wagon ride.
That was fun. It was
cheap.
And we
got to see all the decorations. And that's a great way to get to experience the decorations of, you know, Fort Wilderness, as well as kind of have a unique experience. Again, maybe grab some hot chocolate before you get on the wagon and just head out and enjoy the what everybody does. Because you're right. People just go all out at Fort Wilderness, not only for Christmas, but I saw like for Halloween, some of the decorations people did for Halloween were phenomenal as well. And that's, I mean, I know we've talked about, you know, maybe going over there for Halloween, But like, this was like, this was next level what I saw. So maybe we need to add that to the list of something that we is a must do for next year. Like, make sure you go see the Halloween decorations at Fort Wilderness too. So yeah,
it's really cool. Especially if we have a group, you can get that, that, you know, the horse drawn carriage and just cruise around the campground. It's so cool. It's so Christmas. It's like such a Hallmark movie kind of thing. Of course, no snow, but
no,
have it all.
But just grab some hot chocolate and pretend. Right?
That's it. That's what we did. It was fun. Yeah. All right. Well, you know, it's kind of just a primer to get you in the holiday spirit here in early November to get you ready for the season, because a lot of folks are heading down this time of year. But we'll jump into this stuff on the Wednesday, Friday shows, even Monday shows as we go along to keep you ready and up to date with all the happenings this this holiday season. So we appreciate you joining us. Don't forget today's show brought to you by our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. They are a great travel agency. They are an earmarked agency, which means Disney has recognized them for being the best of the best. They're going to help you plan that next great Disney getaway, whether it's down to Walt Disney World, out to Disneyland, traveling to within Adventures by Disney, or even on Disney Cruise Line. They're going to take care of you and get you the best price possible. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please bookmark our Amazon affiliate link. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. As you do that holiday shopping, it is a great way to support the show and helps us do everything we do here on the podcast. So again, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Give us a follow on social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike and at BeOurGuestPod. And of course, facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. I do want to apologize. I know today's audio has been a little sketchy. We are having some issues here, but we want to get the show out to you in a timely manner. So I'm going to get this all fixed over the weekend. We'll be back in strong on Monday. So for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike. Wish you a great weekend. Whatever you do, stay safe, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.